Hopkins. Bryant for the win.
Interviews from your favorite local coaches and athletes.
He's getting to the basket at will, and he's hitting that three-point shot with some consistency now, and he's just in a groove right now where he's pretty well unstoppable.
Hall of Fame and legendary guests.
I was driven by loving to play, liking the challenge of being an NFL quarterback, but after 18 years, I was 1 month short of 39 years old. It's time to go.
Analysis and insight on the latest national sports topics. It's Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.
Welcome into a brand new week of Drive Time Sports. I'm your host, Jordan Buscarini. Always happy to be along with you on the afternoon drive. And, well, it's the week of Christmas, and it's kind of a tradition here on Drive Time Sports. As we hit this particular week, we go back and we recap my favorite national sports interviews, and we're going to do that all week long. You know, November actually marked the 10-year anniversary of Drive Time Sports. It's kind of amazing to think about. Every day we've been together right here on KOAL talking both local and national sports, and one of the things that I am definitely grateful for is the fact that we have had more and more national guests join us on top of everything that we do with the local guests. An opportunity to talk to Coach Todd Jeffs, Coach Jeff Sinceridis, Coach Jared Butler, Coach Phil Howa, Coach John Famalo, all the USU Eastern Athletic coaches, and then we can mix that in with some national flavor. In 2020, it was a great year for that. We had a lot of guests that I truly, truly enjoyed, and today we'll start with football. If you like football, this show is going to be right up your alley. We had Jarrett Payton on the show. He joined us right around Super Bowl 54 as we were preparing for the Chiefs and the 49ers. We also caught up with Bill Romanowski and Jack Youngblood. It was a terrific show. And from a personal standpoint, it was a very important show for me. I do everything I can to keep the fanhood out of the sports talk. Right, we're all fans of sports. We all have our favorite players. We have our favorite athletes. We have our favorite teams. This show took place just a couple of days after the passing of Kobe Bryant, who was my childhood idol. And at that particular time, I just felt like my heart's not in it to do this anymore. I can't get behind the mic. I can't be energetic. And then Jarrett Payton, Bill Romanowski, and Jack Youngblood came about. It was a terrific show, and I had plenty of compliments on it. And it kind of rejuvenated my love for sports talk radio. Honestly, it was tough to get into it. It was just a somber, somber time to be around sports. And so it was a very meaningful show from a personal perspective for me. And so I am looking forward to bringing you these segments. Jarrett Payton, son of one of the greatest running backs, not the greatest running back of all time, Walter Payton. We have the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. Jarrett went into depth about that. He also talked about his father's legacy and what he's up to today. I love Jarrett. He's joined us on the show before. He's a class act through and through. Bill Romanowski, I mean, this guy has won Super Bowls. It's that simple. I mean, when you think of Bill Romanowski, you think of the nasty, raw player in the middle of the field that you loved to play with, but you hated to play against. And we had a great conversation with Bill. He broke down the Super Bowl and predicted it correctly, by the way. And I also asked him what quarterback he could not break. You can get in the minds of many, many players, but which quarterback could he not break? It was a very, very interesting interview. And then Jack Youngblood. I mean, this guy played in a Super Bowl with a broken leg. The Rams were 9-7. They limped into the playoffs. They get all the way to the Super Bowl after defeating the Cowboys and the Buccaneers. And they take Terry Bradshaw and the Steel Curtain the distance. Had the lead going into the fourth quarter, 19-17. They lose that game 31-17. Jack Youngblood never got to play in another Super Bowl, but he's got that gold Canton jacket, and he's definitely a Los Angeles Ram legend. It was a terrific show. I was thoroughly engaged with all three of these interviews, and if you missed them, hopefully you're engaged as well. That's how we're going to kick off the week of the best of Drive Time Sports, and it's coming up in just a moment right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.
When selling your home, you want to make as much money as you can. But do you know how? Your local realtor does. Their professional experience will help you to understand how to make the most of such a large transaction. Plus, they can help you know what changes need to be made to prepare your home before you list it, to make sure you get as much money as you can out of it. Your home is one of the biggest investments you'll make. Make sure you're getting the most out of it and call a local realtor today. This message brought to you by the Carbon Emory Board of Realtors.
Ready, Aim, Fire. Carbon County Recreation will be having a winter indoor archery program on Saturdays beginning November 7th. Archery will be held every Saturday at the Carbon County Event Center from 9 to 1 p.m. Fees are $10 per person for adults and just $5 for youth 17 and under. Discounted punch passes are available. Concessions will also be open. What a great family event. Bring your kids and start making memories. For a complete schedule, call 636-3702.
Hello, Castle Country. Jay here with Castle Country Hobby Ponds Gun and Ammo. Have you ever thought about owning an AR-15? How would you like to custom build your own AR-15? Come into Castle Country Hobby Pond Guns and Ammo, and we'll show you how. We have all the necessary parts and equipment you'll need to build your own custom AR-15. That's Castle Country Hobby Ponds Gun and Ammo at 828 East Main Street in Price, or give us a call at 637-POND. We'll see you soon.
When you come to Castle Valley Orthodontics, patients can find a full range of dental braces and aligners, from traditional braces to newer options such as Invisalign or clear braces. Clear or invisible braces offer treatment that is more convenient and less noticeable than traditional metal brackets. Castle Valley Orthodontics believes that everyone deserves a straight and healthy smile, and that's why they make braces affordable. Call the Castle Valley Orthodontics team today for a no-obligation consultation at 435-637-2222.
Ugh, wow, I am stiff. Ugh, it's hard for me to bend down to get my shoes on. It just plain hurts no matter how I move.
This happens to a lot of people. Most feel they just need to keep going and it'll go away. You really need to see a doctor. Tell them about all of your aches and pains, then ask for a referral to Castle View Physical Therapy. Their doctors of physical therapy can help you get out of pain, then also teach you how to move and lift so you don't injure yourself again. Castle View Physical Therapy, helping you move better.
This is Dr. Kelly Jensen of High Desert Orthopedics. I know that a quickly treated sports-related injury will heal faster and get your athlete back in the game sooner and healthier. That is why my staff at High Desert Orthopedics is committed to making sure your injury is assessed and treated started within 24 hours of when you contact my office in almost all situations. So if your athlete needs treatment, call High Desert Orthopedics at 637-BONE. High Desert Orthopedics, the best care your athlete deserves.
This year has been so different. There's been a lot more indoor time, which means more use for your carpets. Muddy feet, spills, even pet hair. Did your carpet make it? Well, with the holidays coming up, now is the perfect time to schedule an appointment with Clean Tech Cleaning and Restoration. They can get your carpets, tile, even your blinds cleaned in time for all your holiday festivities. Call Clean Tech Cleaning and Restoration at 650-1933 and leave the dirty work to them.
You were listening to the best of Drive Time Sports on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.
I understand you're a real sports fan.
Well, then there's only one answer.
Turn on the radio. You'll never have to compromise again.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.
Back on Drive Time Sports, live from the Auto Forum Studios. We'll continue to talk Super Bowl 54. Of course, you'll be able to listen to the live broadcast of Sunday's big game. Before we get to Sunday, we do have a major award that will be handed out Saturday in Miami. It's the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. And every year, this award goes to someone who has shown exceptional character and work off of the football field, as well as on. It's one of my favorite awards that the NFL gives out every single year. And who better to join us right now to talk about this award than Jarrett Payton, the son of Hall of Fame all-time great Walter Payton. We've had Jarrett on the show before, but it has been a little while. Jarrett, thank you again for making out the time in Miami. I appreciate you joining us.
Hey, no problem, man. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself?
I can't complain, man. It's the Super Bowl, and everybody's getting ready for the big game on Sunday. It should be a good matchup.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we definitely have the two best teams playing in Super Bowl 54. I don't think there's any doubt about that. We can talk about that game in just a moment. But first, I want to talk about what you've been up to this weekend. I know it's Super Bowl 54 in Miami. It's a beautiful place to go and visit. Nonetheless, we have the Super Bowl going on. So what's Jarrett Payton's schedule like while he's in Miami this weekend?
This is my old stomping ground. So for me, it's been hopefully trying to get a chance to see everybody, but I haven't. I've been working so much and working for WGN in Chicago. Nextstar, I'm here doing a web show, Big Game Bound, which airs 1 to 2 every single day on a webcast. So it's been tough because we've been doing that stuff. And then also just getting ready for this weekend and all the festivities, especially on Saturday at NFL Honors when we hand out the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award to one guy that's going to be very deserving. All the guys are deserving, but there's going to be one winner that's going to be able to hoist that Walter Payton Man of the Year trophy.
Yeah, when you talk about honoring someone's legacy, we can talk about the Super Bowls and we can talk about, on the field achievements. But Jarrett, when you talk about the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, it's so much bigger than the game of football, And I'm sure with Walter, of course, being your father, when you're watching an NFL football game and you see the certain player from each team that has been nominated and he's got your dad's, resemblance on his jersey. I mean, there's probably no greater feeling, right? I mean, this is bigger than football.
Yeah, it is. It's bigger than football. And, when you're, a big-time football player or you're one of the focal points or a big-name guy, it's sometimes it gets lost in track of what you're doing off the field as well. Everybody sees the statistics and they see, the touchdowns and all the yards and the highlights. But do they remember what you did off the field? What's your legacy going to be? And to watch my dad and how cognizant he was of what he did on the field, but also he was just as passionate as what he was doing off the field as well. And giving back in service was just a big deal for him and for what he was all about. And he thought, and that's one of the things I saw about him that I've carried on as well. And to have an award like this in my father's name, to be able to recognize, all 32 guys and to see all the things that they're doing in their communities. We know that they're great football players. They're in the NFL for that reason. But to be a part alongside Nationwide and the NFL, to be able to highlight these guys and what their foundations and their missions are off the field, I just know my dad would be smiling down thinking about all the great things that these guys are doing off the field.
This is probably a very vague question, so bear with me here. But when you talk about the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award and you talk about all the things that your dad did off the field that you say definitely taught you some lessons that you carry with you today, can you think of a particular moment that stands out to you that you can point back to and say, listen, this right here was one of those moments of inspiration?
Yeah, man, it's kind of long, so I'll try to break it down. And 4 days before Christmas, my dad took me to Toys R Us by one of his restaurants. And I didn't know we were going to Toys R Us. I walked in. There was 4 people standing there with carts. And my dad shut down Toys R Us for an hour 4 days before Christmas and told me to go get whatever I wanted. And I did. I got myself stuff. I got my sister stuff. And then by the end of it, we pack up the car. We start to leave. When normally we take a left to go home, but we end up taking a right. And as we started driving down, about 10 minutes down the road, he stops at an apartment complex, tells me to get out and start unloading the toys. We walk in into the apartment complex. He knocks on the first door on the left. And I can hear this father talking. He's telling his kids, I don't know who's at the door. He opens up the door, and he sees my dad, and he passes out, and he faints. And all the toys that I thought were going back to my house were actually going to this family. And then it was at that moment I figured out what my passion was. It was giving back in service. And that moment forever changed my life. And I just see that my dad had this impact on, finding this family. Dad just lost his job, wasn't able to find Christmas for his family. And what it meant for this family to be able to have Christmas, and it just that changed my life. And it was something that I saw that I wanted to do myself as I got older.
It's a beautiful story. That's a beautiful story. Again, Jarrett Payton joining us right now as we talk about not only himself, but also about his dad and the legacy that he has built over the course of his illustrious career in the NFL. And we're still talking about your dad 20 years after his passing. Jarrett, now that you're back at the Super Bowl, and of course, I'm sure you're just swarmed with questions about your dad. So what seems to be the most common question you get asked about Walter Payton?
Probably, am I upset that he didn't score in the Super Bowl? That's probably the biggest question that I get all the time, where people telling me that they are upset that he did not score a touchdown in the Super Bowl. So for me, I kind of understand what it's all about and what it means to other people. But for me, like my dad told me, it doesn't mean anything. He told me that. He's like, it's all good because he got a championship and he was able to do that with the Chicago Bears. And he had a lot of friends that didn't get a chance to do that, that were in other sports. And for him, he got a chance to do that and bring home a championship to Chicago.
Yeah, I've heard that conversation quite a bit, and it's always interesting to me that here we're talking about this with your dad, who was the ultimate team player. In fact, your dad may be one of the smartest, most well-rounded football players to ever live. I mean, there was a time your dad had to play quarterback at one particular time, right? So when we talk about an individual play, your dad never scoring a touchdown, that bothers fans. There's no way that bugged your dad at any point in time, right?
Yeah, I mean, for him, it was tough. After the game, it's been documented that he was a little upset about everything that went down. But you know what? I think over time, everything, wounds heal just a little bit. And, he was such a big decoy that game. It wasn't about him. The Patriots are trying to stop him, and it opened up for everybody else. And so just his dominance and what he did. And talking to Jimbo Culver, who's going into the Hall of Fame, he said it today. He's like, they don't win that Super Bowl without the season that my dad had, on offense and being able to carry that squad. And, everything happens for a reason. And I think the hardest part for my dad is he probably grew up wishing and thinking about that moment, hoping that, everybody dreams about going to the Super Bowl and scoring a touchdown and winning a championship. I think it just didn't materialize the way that he had it in his brain as a kid growing up. And sometimes that's okay because in the end, you're still a champion, and not everybody gets a chance to be a champion.
I know you're very proud of talking about your father and carrying on his legacy, but you've also done great things yourself. You mentioned you're back at your old stomping ground. Obviously, you played for Miami in college, had a great college career, went to the NFL, spent some time with the Tennessee Titans. You spent some time, playing professional football all the way around. If we're talking about the NFL Europe, you were the Orange Bowl MVP. And so you've done quite well for yourself as well, Jared. What are you up to nowadays?
I work for WGN in Chicago, and do the 4 p.m. news for sports every single day. And then also I got a new show this past Tuesday, and it is called GN Sports, and it's a nightly show Monday through Friday on WGN from 10:30 to 11 every single night. And so I'm just really kind of growing on the broadcasting side and on the business side as well. My buddies and I just opened up a restaurant called Flagship on the Fox in St. Charles, Illinois. And, man, I'm just trying to grow and expand. And I think the next thing is just hopefully in the next couple of weeks here, as I've been so busy, take some time with my family just to kind of be dad for a little bit. I know my kids are hurting right now not being able to see me being back in Chicago.
Yeah, it's definitely a beautiful thing. There's no question about it. Nothing greater than being a dad, right?
Yeah, there's nothing better. It is the greatest thing on the planet. And just being able to have your kids around and be there, and I don't know, it just kind of, it's a little bit more, and put it in perspective of seeing just everything that's happened with, the Kobe situation and the whole entire thing with all the people that have passed away. It just makes you see that you got to be close to your loved ones, love them and tell them you love them, and just never forget that life is so short and that you got to enjoy every single second and every single moment that you have with the people that are around you and the people that love you.
Absolutely. Jarrett, before I let you go, I want in your words what the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award means. We hear it, we see it every single season, but I can't think of anyone better to explain to me the importance of this award here on the show as we gear up for Super Bowl 54.
It embodies everything that my dad was about. It is the hard work on the field, the hard work off the field, the ability to be able to connect with people. It is the award that shows what people are doing and on and off the field and how special it actually is to be a blessing to somebody else. And, a lot of these guys have really had an opportunity to make a living playing the most amazing game in the world. And they're using that platform to be able to give back and for our family. It's just a big deal to team up with the NFL and Nationwide to be able to keep, elevating this award every single year. and really showcasing these guys and what they're doing and their foundations and their missions, because it's something that is, it sometimes gets lost with everything on the field, that these guys are also human beings and that they do things amazing off the field like they do on the football field.
Jarrett Payton, such a pleasure to get you on the show. It was great to speak with you once again. Enjoy Super Bowl 54 and enjoy the time with the family when you get back home. It's well deserved. I appreciate it, Jarrett.
Appreciate you. Good talking to you. I'll talk to you soon.
More of the best of Drive Time Sports is on the way. When we return, you'll hear from Super Bowl champion Bill Romanowski, plus Los Angeles Ram Hall of Famer Jack Youngblood.
Listen to Drive Time Sports weekdays 4 to 5 on News Talk 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM KOAL.
The hunts are here again, and this year you're going to be ready with a new truck. Well, at least a new-to-you truck. Desert View Federal Credit Union is here to help. With the great rates at Desert View Federal Credit Union, you can get more truck for your money. Plus, for a limited time, Desert View is giving you up to 1% cash back. So go into a branch in Huntington or Farron today. Get pre-approved and get shopping for that truck before the hunt gets here.
Membership and eligibility apply. Loans on approved credit. Member NCUA.
So you just got home from work and you find that your fur baby is sick. Just like when your child is sick, you don't want your poor dog to suffer overnight. But who do you call? Emory and Carbon Animal Health is here for you. They offer after-hours emergency pet care, so you don't have to spend the whole night worrying. Just give them a call. 637-VETS, any hour of the day or night, and they will be there to help. With a friendly and knowledgeable staff, your fur baby is in good hands at Emory and Carbon Animal Health. Call 637-VETS.
So, tell me something. Do these modern trucks have a switch to roll up the window, or do you prefer driving with the window down in the middle of winter?
Funny. The motor inside the door is broken. I don't know how to fix it. And why didn't you bring a coat?
I hate wearing a coat inside a vehicle. Why don't you stop by Frank's Glass? They fix electric windows, you know.
No, no, I did not. When were you going to reveal this important information to me?
I just did.
Frank's Glass repairs and installs door window regulators located at 128 West Main Street. Or visit Frank's Glass on Facebook or Instagram.
You hear that? Yeah, me too. Who wants to go out in this? I do. This winter, get your family and friends together and get to Gateway Lanes. Gateway has open bowling Monday through Saturday, and the snack bar is open. Times for open bowling are Monday through Thursday, noon to 5:30, and noon to close on Friday and Saturday. 94th South Main and Helper. Gateway Lanes can help ease the pain of your winter blues.
JN Auto says it's time to get in the auto buying game. JN Auto is a game changer when you're looking for a new vehicle but don't want to pay the new vehicle price. By making JN Auto a part of your team, you can count on finding quality, gently used vehicles with manufacturer warranties and unbeatable prices. You just found the secret to finding the perfect vehicle. It's JN Auto. Check out their huge inventory at jnautosales.com. JN Auto in Huntington and Price.
Everything rolls around you at Graco's Tire Pros Traction Sale. Earn up to a $100 prepaid Visa gift card with the purchase of 4 qualifying General tires. Get a $70 prepaid Visa gift card with the purchase of 4 qualifying Continental tires. Don't forget about no credit financing. Layaway is also available. As always, use your Graco's Tire Pros credit card. Don't have one? Apply online at GracosTirePros.com. The annual Traction Sale is going on now at Graco's Tire Pros on Main across from Maverick.
What could be better than high school football and a hot bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken? What could be better than an afternoon soccer game and a hot bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken? What could be better than a baseball game and a hot bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken? You get the point, right? Everything is better when you add a hot bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Eating that juicy golden fried chicken and watching your team play live is the best combination ever. Get to KFC before your next game.
You were listening to the best of Drive Time Sports on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750. The play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
We're back on Drive Time Sports live from the Auto Farm Studios. I'm your host, Jordan Buscarini. All football talk today, and we got a great all-star lineup of guests that'll be joining us throughout the afternoon. We're going to move on to our next guest, who is joining us right now over the phone. He's a four-time Super Bowl champion. He won two with the San Francisco 49ers, won two with the Denver Broncos, and went to another with the Oakland Raiders. He's also a two-time Pro Bowler, Bill Romanowski, who had a 16-year NFL career, and at one particular time, he held the record for most consecutive games played. Bill Romanowski joining us over the phone right now. Bill, thank you for the time.
You got it. Great to be on.
Bill, this has got to be a fun time for you. I think it's unique that you went to five Super Bowls, so now you get to see it from a fan/media perspective. Before we talk about Super Bowl 54, I got to get your thoughts on going through this process, which I know changed drastically over the course of your career, but you went through this five times as a player.
I did. I went through it in the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s. And, I have to say this. A lot of people ask this question. At the end of the day, you're playing a game. You're playing football. And it's a team sport. And it's about 53 guys coming together, giving it up for one another, and literally willing themselves to victory. And, the team that has the least amount of distractions and the best game plan that's ready to play is usually the team that wins. And, I know it's not that easy, but on some level, it really is that easy.
Well, let's talk about your time with the 49ers. You won a couple of Super Bowls there, and then, of course, you win a couple of Super Bowls with the Broncos. You did fall short with the Oakland Raiders, and so when you talk about that process and not being distracted, what was the big difference in your mind from the two Super Bowls in San Francisco, the two in Denver, and then the loss with the Raiders?
Yeah. Those teams were very focused, very talented, ready to go. And in Oakland, we had an unfortunate situation happen. We had the Barrett Robbins situation happen. And I remember going to practice on Saturday, walk through practice, and what happened? Everybody was talking about Barrett Robbins.
Mm-hmm.
And that distraction was enough to really cause an issue. And that, to me, ended up being the thing that hurt us the most, was that little distraction. It was actually not little, that big distraction that took people away from their game, made Rich Gannon worry a little bit because he did not have his center. And, having to deal with that was not something that's conducive to winning.
You were very conducive to winning. You had a rich history in the NFL. In fact, if we go over some of your career accomplishments, 243 consecutive games between 1988 and 2003, which is just fantastic. And in today's game, you don't necessarily see it. Bill, what was your key to playing 243 consecutive football games without missing?
Well, let me add, if you add playoff and Super Bowls, it's 269 games.
Incredible. Incredible.
Yeah. So with that being said, I learned at an early age how to take care of myself. Nutritionally, I got a massage almost every day for 16 years in the NFL. That's what I did. I got adjusted at least three times a week. I just kept myself dialed. I didn't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do those kind of things. And I just focused on recovering. And I'm sure there's a little bit of luck there, because there's some things that you just cannot get away from. And that's if somebody rolls on you, or if that someone hits you in the side, and you get a knee injury. Those are things that you cannot combat. But for the most part, I just focused on taking care of myself and making sure I was relentless to the ball.
Again, we're being joined by Bill Romanowski, who's a four-time Super Bowl champ. Bill, you're definitely known for your fierce competitiveness on the field, some of the altercations that took place during your time on the field. I have to ask you, was that part of the edge of making sure that you were always at the top of your game? Did that play into it, having that type of passion in it? Sometimes maybe getting into altercations with the opposition, did that play into your outstanding career that you put together?
Absolutely. You know, I looked at that is how could I get in the head of my opponent? And, you know, there were certain guys you just could not get in their head. And one of them was Brett Favre. But other guys, I was going to try everything in my power. And there was also an intensity line. And I never wanted to be below the intensity line. So I was always at it or a little bit over it. And with that came, you know, a lot of controversy at times in my career. But no one could ever fault me for not going 100% on every play.
You bring up Brett Favre and not being able to crack or get into inside his head. Can you think of a quarterback that you knew every time you stepped on the field against him, you were going to get to him, you were going to get into his head? Can you name a quarterback like that?
You know what? This guy was a tough guy, but he was someone that for some reason when we played him, and this is Rich Gannon when he was at the Raiders and I was at the Broncos, for some reason I would always get a sack against him. And I had just for some reason we had the ability to really get to him. And it was awesome and I loved it and we won a lot of those games, but they were battles. Rich was one hell of a competitor, you know. And I remember when I came to the Raiders, he said, man, it is about damn time that I did not like going up against you.
That's fantastic. Bill, I have two more questions for you. I want to talk about the two quarterbacks you won Super Bowls with. Joe Montana, you also won a Super Bowl with John Elway. I mean, that's just phenomenal when you talk about two of the greatest to ever play the game. Obviously, you got to see these guys in practice. What made these two guys so great?
You know what? They had it. And when I say it, it's like the way they walked out of the locker room onto the field, you know, into the stadium. They just had this like, you just knew they were special. They just knew they were good. And it wasn't about cockiness. It was a confidence that they had. It's the way they carried themselves. And it was awesome. And, you know, and I think the guys fed off of it. They fed off of their confidence. And we just knew defensively with those teams, you know, both the Niners, you know, and the Broncos, that if we played our game and we kept getting the ball back to them, we knew we were going to win. It always came down to usually the defense had to do their job because we knew Montana, you know, and you could even say Young, but I didn't win a Super Bowl with Young. It was after I left. But then, you know, with John, it was, hey, let John do his thing, and we just know we're going to win.
Bill, we'll end with this. I know you do have ties to the 49ers, as we were just talking about. So I'm curious as to your thoughts on Super Bowl 54 and how you see this playing out.
You know what? I think it's going to be one hell. Hey, you got the two best teams in football. You got the best, I think, arguably the best. You do have the best quarterback, I think, in the NFL right now, against the best defensive line that the NFL has seen in quite a while. And I give the edge to the Kansas City Chiefs. And, you know, it's a slight edge. I give them a 3-point advantage because of Mahomes and because of the speed. But it really is going to come down to, hey, how, you know, prepared are each guy, all 53 guys, when they take the field, when it comes down to covering kicks? Because I had a coach, Jeff Fisher. He was a great head coach, but I had him in San Francisco when he was a receiver. He was a defensive back coach. And here's what he used to say. Offense sells tickets. Defense wins games. Special teams wins championships. Special teams might be the difference in this game. I hope San Francisco wins, but I feel the Chiefs, if I was a betting man, I would bet on the Chiefs.
Bill Romanowski, four-time Super Bowl champ, two-time Pro Bowler, a very illustrious career on the defensive side of the ball. Bill, it was a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much for making time, and hopefully you'll enjoy Super Bowl 54.
Okay, thank you very much.
More of the best of Drive Time Sports is on the way. When we return, you'll hear from Los Angeles Ram Hall of Famer Jack Youngblood as we continue to recap some of the best interviews in 2020.
Let's talk diesel engines, because at Landon's Diesel, diesel is what they do best. Landon's Diesel prides themselves on being diesel experts, so why would you take your diesel vehicle for even a simple oil change to anyone else? At Landon's Diesel, their staff is trained and certified to keep your diesel running properly. You drive a diesel for a reason: great fuel mileage, power, and dependability, so make sure you treat it to an oil change by diesel engine experts at Landon's Diesel on 300 West in Price.
Hey, Tom, you just roofed your house, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I saved a ton of money doing it myself, too.
Who did you hire to haul all the bundles of shingles to the top of the roof?
I didn't have to hire anyone. I bought my roofing at Magnuson Lumber. They delivered it rooftop for me.
I didn't know anyone did that. It had to cost a lot.
Actually, no. And it saved my back and a whole lot of time. Stop by their store in Castledale and get your roof done so we can go fishing.
When you think home improvements, think Magnuson Lumber in Castledale. They carry what you're looking for to get your home improvement projects done.
Remodeling a house can be fun, stressful, exciting, and sometimes cause serious anxiety. Let Nichols Remodeling and Construction help, a company that values their customers, going the extra mile to make sure they're satisfied and the job is done right the first time. Nichols has full-time painters on staff and a custom cabinetry shop. How many other remodeling companies can say that? From tile to excavation, they do it all. Call Jackson Nichols at 630-8687 to schedule an appointment.
Imagine having the perfect snow shovel, one that takes the work out of shoveling the snow, one where the snow doesn't stick, it just rolls off the blade like a plow. A shovel with a 6-year guarantee against breakage that has a D-grip handle and is lightweight. Hi, this is Alan at Peterson Chemical and Janitorial, and we've been selling the Bigfoot snow shovel for over 30 years. Come on down to 373 South, 100 West in Price, and get yours today. That's Peterson Chemical Company.
For some children, visiting the dentist for the first time can be a little stressful. Price Pediatric Dental understands and has some tips to ease a child's anxiety. Bring your child in to meet the staff and tour the office before any dental work is done. They can even sit in the dentist chair and have a conversation. This will allow him or her to become familiar with the staff and office environment. Price Pediatric Dental specializes in making sure a child visit is a positive one. Call to schedule an appointment today at 637-9590.
Hot and buttery, fresh popped popcorn. An ice cold Pepsi. Escape the stresses of the hectic work week and relax at the Price and King Cole Theaters.
We're all taking advantage of the drive-thru these days, getting what we want while still maintaining social distancing. Did you know that you can find the same drive-thru service at Smart Health Pharmacy? That's right. With Smart Health Pharmacy in Huntington, you can get all your prescriptions without even going into the pharmacy. They also carry a full line of CBD products and doTERRA oils. Smart Health Pharmacy is here to help you take care of your all-around health, and you can get it all at the drive-thru. It's your health. Be smart about it. Smart Health Pharmacy.
You were listening to the best of Drive Time Sports on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
I understand you're a real sports fan.
Well, then there's only one answer.
Turn on the radio. You'll never have to compromise again.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
Welcome back to Drive Time Sports. I'm your host, Jordan Buscarini, live from the Auto Forum Studios. Thrilled to bring in our next guest, who is joining us over the phone, live from Miami. He wears a gold jacket proudly, a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and one of the greatest Los Angeles Ram defenders in their franchise history. He holds Ram records for most consecutive games played, most career sacks in the playoffs, most playoff starts, most career safeties, and second most career sacks He is Jack Youngblood. Jack, it is a pleasure. I appreciate you making time today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it, what we're doing here.
Yeah, it's definitely a great week. Obviously, Super Bowl 54. I know you have some Super Bowl history as well, and we can talk about that in just a moment. But, Jack, for someone that's a Hall of Famer, walking around Radio Row, wearing that gold jacket, basically just playing an ambassador for the game, what's a weekend like this like for yourself?
Well, it brings back great memories, and we love to, you know, gather together some of the players I played against and competitors and some of my own players. And it was just it's just a lot of fun, a lot of laughs, and it's like, yeah, a huge reunion.
It's definitely a special fraternity. I know that. We've talked to several players already today, and I know we'll talk to many more. But, Jack, you're special in the sense that you really represent a 1979 Rams team that wins the NFC Championship, goes to the Super Bowl in Pasadena, unfortunately comes up short against a very good Pittsburgh Steelers team. Yet, all in all, I think when you look back at the history of the Los Angeles or even the St. Louis Rams, that's one of the most special seasons in franchise history.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. And we had been so close so many times in the 70s. You know, we just couldn't get over that last hump. And when we finally beat Tampa in the championship game, that put us into 14. And we realized that, okay, 14, that means we got a team that's got four rings already. And what, five or six Hall of Famers by anybody's measure. But at the same time, we were confident enough that we could play with them. And we felt we could stop their offense, and our defense our offense could put some points on the board against their defense.
I think if you go back, I've watched this game a million times. I wasn't alive for this game, so I've gotten Super Bowl stories from my dad, and I've gone back and I've watched this game multiple times. And my estimation of this, Jack, has always been you guys outplayed the Pittsburgh Steelers. You outplayed this team. It was really two to three big plays that changed the outcome. A 31-19 final score really does not paint the entire picture of how you guys outplayed this team for the majority of the contest.
Well, it was 19-12. With 6 minutes left in the ball game, and Terry hit Swan, and then he hit the other wide receiver. Oh, I'm going blank. Anyway, and two scoring plays that broke our back, and but up until that time, we played them well.
I think John Stallworth was the name that you were thinking of, correct?
Yes.
So, yeah, nonetheless, still a very special moment for this franchise, special moment for this team. And, one of the clips that I always remember of you walking off the field, when you guys beat the Dallas Cowboys, right? I think there's a couple of plays in Rams franchise history that are kind of synonymous with the team. You know, you have Warner connecting with Bruce in Super Bowl 34. I love Jim Everett connecting with Flipper Anderson. But you were on the sidelines for Ferragamo to Waddy. And that play is just so outstanding. You guys completely sent a silent hush across the hometown crowd against the Dallas Cowboys. That was kind of the propeller, right, to get you guys, of course, to the next round against Tampa Bay and then eventually into the Super Bowl against Pittsburgh. What do you remember about that road victory over Dallas?
Well, they were the arch enemy at that point in time, and we knew they had all of the weapons they needed, and we firmly believed as a defense that we could play with them and stop it. And we did so.
It's a very insane story, but you go down as having one of the most gutsiest performances in football history because you did something in 1979 injury-wise that's almost unbelievable. After you suffer a broken fibula in your left leg, you came back onto the field, played the rest of the playoffs, went into the Super Bowl with a broken leg, and you didn't just stand in one place. It's not as if you were actually just a metaphor or a good story. You played football with a broken leg. Jack, what type of mental toughness does it take to endure something like that?
Well, I've been trained for it for about 10 years now. You know, you if you play the game and play it at the level that we have to play at to be good players, it takes the ability to block out the bad and accept the good. And we, and that's exactly what happened to me when I broke that leg. And when I came back in to play, as long as I was just walking on it, it was painful. But when the ball snapped, that pain went away.
It's magnificent to hear you talk about that. I mean, you know, we know that in today's with today's technology, I guess the ability to heal from an injury is so much shorter than it once upon a time was. What was the treatment like for a broken leg in 1979 to play throughout the postseason? What were some of the things that you had to do after games to prepare?
Well, the basics was there to, you know, try to make it heal faster as you possibly can. And at the same time, reinforce that injury with tape, and then we put a plastic cuff on the outside of the fibula, and taped it on too, so that if somebody kicked it, you know, it wouldn't cause that much damage, you know, while you're playing.
You definitely got to play with some of the all-time greats, especially on the defensive end of the field for the Rams. You got to play with the likes of Fred Dreyer, Nolan Crumwell, just to name a few. Who was the most inspirational player for you on the during your tenure with the Los Angeles Rams? Someone that really helped you become a Hall of Fame defender?
Two guys, and I tell this all the time, and I truly, firmly believe this. If I hadn't been drafted, to the Rams, I would not have been able to have the teacher like Deacon Jones and Merle Olsen. Both of them put their arm around me at one point in time that first year and said, son, you can play, but we got to teach you how to play. And I told them, boys, I'm all ears. Trust me. I'm all ears.
It's fantastic. I mean, you're talking about two of the all-time greats, two members of the fearsome foursome. I know the Rams leave L.A. They go to St. Louis. Last season, you had an opportunity to be around the Super Bowl once again, and the Los Angeles Rams were back in the game. For someone who is such a symbol for this franchise, how great was that to see the Rams back in the Super Bowl last season?
Well, to be honest, I didn't think it was a smart move in the first place. And then second of all, I was pleased that they came back and came back to the second largest TV population in the country or in the world and build a new stadium, start this thing all over again, because you can establish a great new Los Angeles Rams football team.
And they've done that. They've done that at this point. Obviously, this year, maybe they fell a little bit short of expectations. But for someone who's a Hall of Famer, you spend your career with the Rams, they leave L.A., they go to St. Louis. Did it feel like for many years that you were almost an orphan, I guess, in the NFL fraternity? I don't know if that's the right wording or not, but I mean, the Rams are in St. Louis. They're not in L.A. L.A. doesn't have a football team. And St. Louis had kind of gone on and embraced their own, I guess, story in NFL history. Did it feel like you were kind of lost when the Rams were in St. Louis?
Yeah, yes, it did. It was kind of insulting, to be honest. Where they didn't acknowledge the fact that we were Rams. In fact, they didn't put us up in their new stadium in St. Louis. And now they've moved back, turned it around, and building one of the finest stadiums that's going to be in the NFL.
So with that perspective, and knowing that we have a guy like Isaac Bruce, who may go into the Hall of Fame, a guy like Torrey Holt we may see go into the Hall of Fame, Orlando Pace is in the Hall of Fame, so is Kurt Warner, so is Marshall Faulk. Do the Los Angeles Rams alum, do you guys try to embrace those St. Louis Rams to prevent that feeling of saying, okay, well, we were the St. Louis Rams, and now we don't have a team?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a messed up situation there. You know, now you got... LA Ram fans, all over middle Missouri, and then they move back. And now they got to reestablish that connection back to the fans.
Yeah, it is bizarre. It is. Jack Youngblood, I definitely appreciate the time. I got one more question for you before I let you go. We've talked about the 1979 season. We talked about playing in the Super Bowl in Pasadena. We've talked about the Rams franchise. What does it mean to you to be a Hall of Fame defensive end?
What an honor. What an honor it is to be recognized as I was voted in as the 121st player to be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
That's the highest honor you can have. You're one of 120 in all of these years.
It's definitely a beautiful thing. You definitely earned your place among football immortality. Jack Youngblood, Los Angeles Ram legend, I really appreciate you taking out the time to talk with us, especially with the Super Bowl right around the corner. Jack, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to the best of Drive Time Sports on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. Tune in tomorrow from 4 to 5 as we continue to recap some of the best national sports interviews of the year right here on Drive Time Sports.
Tired of your worn-out, dated kitchen cabinets? Painting them is an easy way to make them look new and refresh your entire kitchen. Benjamin Moore Advance makes painting cabinets a snap. Whether brushed, rolled, or sprayed, Advance leaves a smooth, durable finish with the added benefit of easy soap and water cleanup. Available in high-gloss, semi-gloss, satin, and matte finishes, and it's available in thousands of famous Benjamin Moore colors, so you are sure to get the perfect color and elegant look your cabinets deserve. Come into Spectrum Paint Supply today, 80 South, 100 West.
I'm here at the year's hottest stag pool party.
Put your antlers up!
Where? Some poor guy's backyard. These stags are bringing down the house. Seriously, deer are ripping holes in the pool cover. They're trampling patio furniture. And all the damage was covered, thanks to Farmers Insurance. Stag Pool Party, October 27th, 2014. Talk to a farmer's agent. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Call me, Billy Vigor, at 637-3077 or visit me online, billyvigorinsurance.com.
The choice is yours. Sutherland's Friends of the Family Plus Consumer Credit Card lets you choose from 5% off instantly at the register or special financing on qualifying purchases. That means no forms, no waiting, no rebates. You can choose 5% off instantly with your Sutherland's Credit Card. Got a big project? Choose special financing. The choice is yours with Sutherland's Friends of the Family Plus Consumer Credit Card. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required. See store for details. Only at Sutherland's.
Listen to Drive Time Sports weekdays 4 to 5 on News Talk 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM KOAL.
The hunts are here again, and this year you're going to be ready with a new truck. Well, at least a new-to-you truck. Desert View Federal Credit Union is here to help. With the great rates at Desert View Federal Credit Union, you can get more truck for your money. Plus, for a limited time, Desert View is giving you up to 1% cash back. So go into a branch in Huntington or Farron today. Get pre-approved and get shopping for that truck before the hunt gets here.
Membership and eligibility apply. Loans on approved credit. Member NCUA.
So, tell me something. Do these modern trucks have a switch to roll up the window, or do you prefer driving with the window down in the middle of winter?
Funny. The motor inside the door is broken. I don't know how to fix it. And why didn't you bring a coat?
I hate wearing a coat inside a vehicle. Why don't you stop by Frank's Glass? They fix electric windows, you know.
No, I did not. When were you going to reveal this important information to me?
I just did.
Frank's Glass repairs and installs door window regulators located at 128 West Main Street. Or visit Frank's Glass on Facebook or Instagram.
You hear that? Yeah, me too. Who wants to go out in this? I do. This winter, get your family and friends together and get to Gateway Lanes. Gateway has open bowling Monday through Saturday, and the snack bar is open. Times for open bowling are Monday through Thursday, noon to 5:30, and noon to close on Friday and Saturday. 94th South Main and Helper. Gateway Lanes can help ease the pain of your winter blues.
This is Eastern Utah's news and weather station, 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM, KOAL, Price.